Well, it could take some time because they're waiting on DNA test results to come back, and that could be days. It could even be weeks. We would expect that they'll fast track that to make it days. But police believe it's the body of Christopher Dorner. It looks like him. It's in the right area that they expected that he could be in the Big Bear area. And the weaponry that he had was what they expected him to have. Listen to this. This is what it sounded like. The exchange of gunfire between police and the guy that they think was Dorner caught on a cell phone recording by a KCAL TV reporter who happened to be in the area when the whole thing unfolded. Here's what it sounded like.
Guys down!
This went on for some time. You can hear just an incredible amount of gunfire. And in all of this, one sheriff's deputy was killed. A second one was hit by gunfire, now recovering at a trauma center, underwent surgery overnight. But just an incredible scene.
Have they been able to get into the cabin yet, Alex?
Very little bit into the cabin. They were able last night to send some sort of an unmanned something, a robot in, just to see that there was a body inside. But because they're worried that there was ammunition in the building that was going off while it was on fire, they're afraid that they may step on something that could still ignite. So they're waiting to actually set foot in there, but they are able to get around the perimeter of it, look in, look closer to where the body is. But at this point, because it's a charred body, it really is going to take the DNA to figure out if it's him.
It's obvious from what we're hearing that the intensity of the police activity is obviously backed off, but what if this is not his body? Are police still keeping an eye out just in case?
Well, they are. They've still got the protective details up around those who were named in the manifesto. They're on tactical alert in LA right now, longer shifts, no days off, and there's a funeral today for the Riverside officer who was killed last week. That gets underway. Very tight security around that. SWAT teams around that in case anybody tries to target that funeral service.